Black Pearl was founded, why?
Oh, wow. Black Pearl was founded because, you know, I'd had work as a conductor in a lot of different orchestras. I also worked here at the Chamber Orchestra of Philadelphia for a few years as their assistant conductor, and traveling all over really the world and conducting orchestras in America. I discovered that there was a lot of change that needed to happen in the classical music industry for it to become much more inclusive, you know. The mission of Black Pearl is to normalize diversity in classical music and bring the audience beyond spectatorship into participation in the musical experience. And when I say normalize diversity, you know, typical classical musical audiences, you'll only see maybe a 1-2% African-American demographic in the audience, whereas in Black Pearl Chamber Orchestra audiences, we have a 60% African-American audience demographic. And so our mission is to really use the orchestra as a community engagement tool through just world-class musical performances. Our repertoire is Mozart, Haydn, Beethoven, Brahms. We don't do anything different. It is classical music. But our orchestra is very different, and people notice that the minute they see us on stage. The orchestra is totally diverse. We have European American, Asian, Latino, African American, Middle Eastern American musicians in our orchestra. And so when people see us on stage, we truly reflect the entire cultural diversity of Philadelphia.
That's great, because what you're doing is you're highlighting the diversity that does exist in the community, but is not apparent to a lot of people.
It isn't, and I think that's one of the misperceptions about classical music, that it's only for a certain type of audience. And really, what we want to show is, you know, we're young, we're diverse musicians. They have graduated from Curtis and from Juilliard, from Peabody. We're blessed in Philadelphia to be at this nexus of musical excellence here. And so I have the pick of some of the finest musicians in the country, and I put them all in my orchestra to show that really world-class music is possible by a diverse orchestra, and that if you have diversity in your orchestra, in your repertoire, in your organization, you're going to attract that same type of audience.
You just answered my next question, which was, is your goal to illustrate the diversity in those three areas, the musicians, the programming, and the audience?
Absolutely. I mean, for us, diversity is not merely a marketing tool. It is, you know, a reality of life. It is 21st century America. And so our board is diverse, as is our repertoire. I felt it was very important to include a lot of the masterworks of African American, Latin American, and women composers within the traditional repertoire that you would hear at a concert: Haydn, Mozart, Beethoven, Copland, Stravinsky, those kinds of things.
So over the last 5 years, can you give examples of some of the non-traditional programming, or programming that people don't often hear, that you've played?
We like to mix the familiar with the unfamiliar to attract both people who are new to classical music and people who've loved it all of their lives. And so one of the ways we mix genres and repertoires and composers in this way, we did for the original PIFA Festival back in 2011, we did a great program that showed how hot jazz music influenced the work of Igor Stravinsky and Darius Milhaud, two of the biggest composers working in France in the early 20th century. So what we did is we played a couple of pieces by Stravinsky and Milhaud before they encountered jazz. We did a hot jazz set featuring Wyclef Gordon, this awesome jazz trombonist who was featured with Wynton Marsalis' Lincoln Jazz Orchestra, Lincoln Center Jazz Orchestra. And then after the hot jazz quintet performed, we brought back the classical musicians and we performed two jazz-inspired works. One was Stravinsky's Ragtime for 11 instruments, and one was Darius Milhaud's jazz ballet score for La Création du Monde. And we still hear from audiences at that program how they could feel the trajectory of influence through the music by the way we programmed it. So it was a classical music concert, but again, by incorporating different elements, you get really a more complete understanding of music history. One year we did a concert called The Black Mozart, and this concert featured music by Mozart, Haydn, and by an African composer by the name of the Chevalier de Saint-Georges, Joseph Boulogne. And he was a musician very high up in the king's court at that time, and he actually premiered some of Haydn's symphonies during that time. He was an amazing violinist and a swordsman and a conductor. And he was a very powerful musician during that time. And so performing music by the Chevalier de Saint-Georges, Haydn, and Mozart really showed these three giants at the time in relation to one another. But people may not have ever heard of the Chevalier de Saint-Georges and didn't know the importance of his work during that time.
This season, you're turning your attention to women composers in this in a program called Women of Note. How did that idea come to you?
Sure. Like I say, you know, it's very important that Black Pearl includes as many compositional voices throughout music history as possible, rather than keeping them excluded from the traditional performance canon. And I realized that we had been remiss in really not focusing our attention on women composers. And in fact, I feel more orchestras should really do more works of women composers. I got a comment from one gentleman like, wow, you're doing a concert of all women. I said, well, you know, they do concerts of all men all the time and no one comments on that. And so, you know, I think the fact that people notice that it's all women composers is interesting. And so, you know, this concert, Women of Note, focuses on women composers and recognizing just the unique voices that they have and the different styles and sizes of ensembles that women are writing for these days.
What is your hope that these concerts will accomplish? Do you see things changing at all?
Sure. Well, you know, I established Black Pearl as my vision of the model for a 21st century orchestra. With technology and people kind of having this DIY attitude about everything in their lives, I thought it was important that classical music stop kind of holding itself aloof from the community and really give people a chance to have hands-on engagement with classical music. So, you know, we are the only organization ever to win three Knight's Arch Challenge grants since they established those. And really what the Knight Foundation was recognizing in Black Pearl was the innovative ideas that we had about using classical music to really engage the community. The first award we won was for our iConduct program, where back in 2012 we went all around the city and brought the orchestra and gave people a chance to come up and conduct, and that was a great success. And so when the Philadelphia Orchestra then did their pop-up concert and Yannick did the same idea, for us, that was a real moment of enlightenment that these ideas that Black Pearl is generating are working and that the change that we are trying to engender in other major orchestras is possible, that people are now picking up the ideas that Black Pearl is starting and really using them to re-engage with the communities that they serve. And so we really view the work that we're doing at Black Pearl through diversity and community engagement and just world-class concerts as a way for orchestras to revitalize themselves, to really remove that whole perception that it's elitist, that, you know, there's a separation between the orchestra and the community, and really give people an opportunity to reach into the orchestra and fall in love with classical music all over again.
That's so interesting, because I was thinking of those two goals, one to showcase diversity and the other to engage the audience, as separate, but they're actually interwoven.
They're completely interwoven. I mean, America is becoming an increasingly diverse society, and frankly, from a business perspective, orchestras are going to need to learn how to engage those diverse communities if they want to continue to survive financially. It isn't just enough to rely on traditional past audiences, because eventually those audiences will pass along and you're going to need to replenish them. How are you going to do that? You're going to have to show in a genuine way that you're in touch with these communities, that you value what they value, and that you're willing to open yourselves up to what they want to hear and what they care about.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.